to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin.
Good evening, Warrior fans, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. Is that better? Got about 5.5 minutes to go here before the start of the boys varsity game. The Amity Warriors against the Sio Loggers. Loggers come into this game 4-13, 1-6 in the Pac West Conference. The Amity Warriors 10-8, 4-2, and ranked number 15 in 3A. These two teams met back on January 6th, and the Warriors won it 67-18. So expect more of the same. Warriors have been playing some good basketball the last couple of weeks, even though they had a couple of losses in there. They lost to Western Christian, but that was a hard-fought game back on the 14th of January. Then they won against Horizon Christian, Sheridan, lost to Sandingham Christian in a tight one, 51-48 on the road at SC. Came back and stumped Jefferson 54-40 in a game that wasn't that close. But this one should be one where the bench players get a lot of activity there in that second half, get some of those JV swingers a chance to play a full quarter or so of a varsity game. Warriors particularly have been playing some really good defense lately. If you look at their numbers, go back, they allowed, go back to Dayton, they allowed 58 in a loss to Dayton. We go back even farther than that. I mean, they allowed 39 to Sutherland, 18 to Sio, just 58 to Dayton in a loss on the road, 12-point loss. Gave up 46 to Taft, lost to Western Christian, gave up 69 in a non-league 3A-2A matchup. Gave up 56 to Horizon in a blowout, 43-51 and 40. So this is a good defensive team, and that's kind of what they hang their hat on. Not a great shooting team, though we did shoot well against Horizon Christian. Not a great outside shooting team, but they play good defense. They rebound well, especially when they go big. When you bring Reagan in, if it's Reagan and Colby or Reagan and JJ or Reagan and Gavin, the rebounding gets a lot better when those guys are on the floor. I mean, Reagan's an absolute beast of a rebounder off of the bench, boxes out and just gets everything in his neighborhood. But we've seen some improvement. Colby did a really good job of scoring in the low post the last game. I don't have those numbers in front of me, but I want to say he had like 16 points in that win against Jefferson and played his best game of the year for sure. Evan Berkey back in the starting lineup tonight. Missed a game and is back now. And so that helps the defense for the Warriors. Evan, I think, just my personal opinion, the best man defender in our league on the perimeter, maybe in the state for 3A. I mean, we haven't seen everybody, but Evan is an exceptional man-to-man defender. Generally stays out of foul trouble in man defense and just really changes the game on that end of the floor. And that's where the great defense that this team has been playing starts, is with Evan at the point guard position. And the other guys really feed off of that. The other one that's really stepped up his defensive game has been Trent Carden. Trent last year as a sophomore, really more of an offensive player, didn't make much of an impact on the defensive end very often. This year, he has bought into being scrappy, getting after every loose ball, and just really helping to make a difference on that defensive end, and is probably our best three-point shooter on the year, especially after the last game where he buried 5 threes in the first half. Had himself a career game shooting the three-pointer. Hey, Ron Huber's back with me. How are you, Ron?
I was talking with one of Amity's fathers, Tony Meeker.
Tony has been around a long time. His family, one of the founding families of this area.
Yeah, his dad ran a grain elevator right now where those duplexes are, just across the tracks.
Yeah.
But I was asking him any relation to George or Henry, and he's zero.
Really?
And when he came to the game a couple three or four weeks ago, he saw that Meeker name in there, and he's trying to figure out, who in the heck are these guys?
Well, it's not a very common name.
Yeah,
that's
what he
said. And to have it show up in Amity. So
that's exactly what he said. Yeah, it's kind of funny to hear him talk about it. But he has a history, you know. He served in the legislature here, and then he ended up being pretty big in the Republican Party, but he ended up in the treasurer, went back to the national, in Washington, D.C., was a treasurer, something to do with the treasury office.
Well, we're proud to have him as part of our heritage here in Amity High School, and he's like a graduate back from the late 60s.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. He's about the same age as you guys.
He's 80.
Oh, he's a little bit older.
84.
Okay, so he's
84.
Okay, so he's a late 50s graduate then.
And Donna, when he was in the legislature, Donna, my wife, served as a page for him when she was in high school.
I didn't realize he was that old. He looks really good for being 84.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have had him pegged much closer to your age.
Yeah, well,
we're getting ready for starting lineups here in this boys varsity action. Remember, at halftime, we're going to have the Amity High School Athletic Hall of Fame 2023 class inductees introduced here in front of all the fans. So that'll be fun, and then they have a dinner tomorrow night and a little reception tonight after the game down in the multi-purpose room, a little get-together, chance to talk a little bit. We got four inductees tonight, plus a couple of special recognitions for the Amity Volunteer Fire Department and the Confederated Tribes of the Sluts Indians. For the Sio Loggers, they are starting. Get this right here. We got to find their numbers. Cody Rufner. It just got, they got different numbers. They look at this roster. I had to change it. I had to add two names to it.
I really can't remember who was their best player.
Well, Rufner, Nikichuk was their best scorer, and he's not here tonight. So it's going to be Rufner, Meadows.
I don't remember the big guy 21
McIntyre,
at all.
Zybert and Ferguson. Grove, Berkey, Howard, Carton, and Niseth on the floor to start for the Warriors. Appreciate the PA job that Phil Lopez does for us. Sio coached by Nathan McIntyre, maybe related to Braden McIntyre there, huh? And Devin McChain, of course, first-year coach for the Warriors.
Well, let's see if we can take care of the ball, make some decent shots, cut down the turnovers.
Niseth jumping center against McIntyre, both of them about 6'2".
Where is he going with it?
Warriors win the tap to Niseth. Niseth flips it over to Grove. Deep three from the left wing. No good. Rebound inside. Pulled down by Zybert. Get it ahead to McIntyre. McIntyre brings it across. Sets things up in the middle. Stolen by Grove. Grove picks off the pass to the wing. Takes it in. Lays it up.
Missed
and left it short. Oh, he had it right there. Back on defense was Rufner. Rufner with it now. Warriors blow a golden opportunity there. Rufner on the left wing to McIntyre. McIntyre working on Berkey. Picks up his dribble out on top to Ferguson. Ferguson, right wing, Meadows. Meadows, Carton right up on him. Drives right, cut off by Carton. Got to be careful there with that defense. Back out to Zybert. Skip pass off the hands of Ferguson and out of bounds in the left corner. Well, I'll tell you who their best player is. It's McIntyre, and the reason I know that is because that's who Berkey's guarding in defense. So he's their most important player on the perimeter. High post, JJ turns, kicks to the left corner, three-point attempt. Good for Trent Carton. Assist, JJ Howard. Nice job out of the high post by JJ that time. Found the open man. There's a Berkey with a steal. Berkey underneath the Grove, reverses it up, and misses again. He's missed
gracious.
Two right at the lane, and a reach-in foul. A bad one on Berkey there. You got to let that one go if you're Evan and just get back down the floor. 3-0 Warriors. That's Ron Sine over there.
I don't like those turnovers.
Well, that one, yeah, that one wasn't a turnover. It was just a missed lay-in, which is kind of like a turnover,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't go down as one, but Warriors with a trap here. Meadows down the right side, leaves it for Rufner, drives baseline, hooks it up, no good. Rebound inside, Nyseth. Good strong board there by Colby. Colby should be a beast of a rebounder. He just has to put a body on somebody. Left wing, Carton.
Oh, Mallory's
too
right
much
open.
Dribbling. Finally, they get it over to Grove on the right side. To Nyseth down low. Nyseth powers it up, comes up short. Third missed lay-in for the Warriors. McIntyre. Right corner. Stolen by Carton. He just stripped Meadows. Meadows fouls him. No call. Carton leaves it for Nyseth. Nyseth pushed. Fouled, but he scores.
Man,
good power move along that baseline by Nyseth to finish. 5-0 Warriors. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Warriors extend their pressure. It lobbed to the middle. Zybert. That was an over and back.
Really close. Really close.
He didn't have both feet down. Grove with almost another steal. Gotta be careful. Warriors are getting a lot of body on kids here. McIntyre to Ferguson. Right side Meadows. Meadows looking for a cutter going through. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. Lobs it inside, or shovels it inside. JJ high for the rebound as Zybert misses the jumper. Grove with it. Grove to Berkey on the right wing. Back to Grove on top. Carton, left corner three. Short on this one. Nyseth with a good board. Nyseth feels the defense. Over to Carton. Carton fakes the three. Hands off to Grove. Grove drives left. Gets a good screen. Tries to feed JJ in traffic.
Oh,
ball knocked away. He had it, but there were three black jerseys around him. Couldn't hang on to it.
Turnover.
Out on top. JJ with a block as Ferguson tries to shoot a three. Bounce pass ahead.
To make a lay-in.
Berkey lays it up and in. Assist by Trent Carton on that. Good job by JJ to get the block on the three-point attempt. JJ is awfully long to shoot a slow jumper over. Berkey with a steal on the press. He'll take it in. He's fouled. Good job by Evan to get his body protecting the ball. Drew the contact.
I think Berkey's going to play really well tonight. He did not like he did not like sitting out Saturday night. Yeah.
Berkey to the line to shoot two. He's already got one basket. He's got a couple of steals already.
He had a whole week to think about it,
huh?
Too. Yeah.
Mull it over. We didn't play any game on Tuesday. Berkey misses the foul shot.
That's one of our Achilles heels, too. We play the Dayton's and the San Diego Christians, so we got to make free throws.
Yeah.
The San
Diego
Christians,
yeah.
We were 6 for 16.
6 for 15, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
One more for Berkey. Zosel into the game. Berkey hits the second one. Yeah, if we'd been 500 in that game, it would have been.
We lost by three.
Yeah. That and Meeker getting his three canceled out on a bad call. Zosel on the right side.
Oh,
going to get a blocking foul on Trent. He was almost there. Devin didn't really like the call. It was a bang-bang call. Good definitive call by the official, at least. He didn't leave any question about what he thought he saw there. Ferguson gets it into McIntyre. McIntyre, man-to-man Warrior defense. Good switch there. Help defense by Colby on top. They swing it left side to Ferguson. Ferguson drives. On the baseline, throw up an air ball. Carton with the rebound. Carton pushes hard. They've got numbers now because of that. Takes
should've
it in.
Given it up.
Bad shot. Yep. Should have given it up to Colby on the left side.
It's a bad shot.
Yep. 3-on-1. He drew the defense. That's where you got to leave that little bounce pass for your guy on the left side. McIntyre up on top. Berkey all over him. Grove misses the steal. Rufner mid-range back out to Zybert. Zybert. Berkey's got to be careful. They throw it over to Zosel. Zosel down low. Ferguson pops out to the corner. Back out on the wing. McIntyre to Ferguson. On top, Rufner. Rufner, Zybert pops out. Traveled. Got away with it to McIntyre to the foul line. Back out. Carton knocks it away. Rufner with it to the corner. McIntyre for three. Hits it. Warriors played pretty good defense for most of that time. Just ended up in McIntyre's hands in the corner by himself on a loose ball. 8-3 Warriors. Carton thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Grove on the right wing. Back out to Berkey. Now Grove. He'll fake the three. Mid-range. Back out to Berkey. High post. JJ turns. Hooks it up and in from 12 feet. It's a nice shot by JJ there. Under control. Good job. Good patience by the Warriors to not force anything. They waited until they had a good entry pass there. Zyber.
Oh, that's so... That's over and back.
You got to have all three over now.
Yeah,
and I think Zybert had one side on the other side of the line still. They've changed that rule on us recently. McIntyre, 10-3 Warriors, in the corner to Ferguson. Colby right up on him. Meeker coming in. Next dead ball with Gavin. Baseline, we're going to have a foul on Colby. Blocking foul. Third foul on the Warriors. First on Nyseth. 10-3 Amity, 2:34 left to go in the first quarter. Meeker and Watson in. So this is different. Watson coming in before Clark, giving him a little more energy on the switching defense. Style inbound left side of the baseline along the left side of the key along the baseline. Out to Zybert on top. Hands off to Rufner. Rufner. Back to Zybert. Directing some traffic. Hands to number 12. That's Ennis. Lost it. Burke with the steal. Throws it ahead to Gavin. Gavin lays it up and in. What a pass by Berkey. My goodness. Kind of a semi-look. There's Watson. Almost had the steal. Knocked it out of bounds. Could have been a foul on Gavin. He's got to be careful there. 2:11 left to go. 12-3 in the first quarter. Great pass by Evan. He had the steal. Kind of threew it. Half turn sideways.
Oh, Watson
with a steal.
Good
to feed Nyseth. Nyseth lost it out of bounds. Watson, what a steal. He tipped it, chased it down, and came up with it before anybody else could react to the ball. Can't teach that kind of reaction time or springiness. They swing it over. Go down low. Zybert turns, hooks it up and in. It's a good press break. You end up with Berkey back deep having to deal with the 6'4 Zybert. Or 6'3 maybe. Grove, right angle three, buries it. Andrew Grove with a three-pointer, nice and clean, just in the pocket. 15-5, and they throw it away. McIntyre throws it behind Ennis. Warriors with the ball, minute 40 to go, first quarter, 15-5, Amity on top.
They are playing with some better intensity than the last time we played them. I mean, it just seems
we were flat coming out in that one.
Yeah.
They're playing better too, though.
Yeah.
They're playing a lot harder. Right corner. Grove now on top to Berkey. Berkey works to the left angle to Watson in the corner. Down low, Nyseth back out. Berkey for three. No good. Rebound Zybert in the middle of the lane. It's Coach McIntyre yelling at Zybert. He wants that ball pushed up quicker. Zybert out on top with it, directing some traffic, hands to Rufner. Rufner working to the right angle to Ennis, double dribble, no, throws it away, Grove with it. Grove pushes hard up the middle, bounce pass to Meeker, takes it in, scores and foul! George Meeker with the body control, hanging in the air, drawing the contact, as only George does.
And there's a clone coming, he's a freshman. Henry is so uncanny the same sort of way. A lot of offensive rebounds.
One of great timing.
Yes.
Right spot, right time, right effort.
They're both feisty, and I just call them both garbage men. They just make a lot of garbage shots.
It's a compliment. Oh, terrible free throw. Not even close. Wow, almost missed the whole rim to the left side. Meeker's been a good free throw shooter, too. 17-5 Warriors, 50 seconds and counting in the first quarter. Rufner almost lost it. Grove right up on him. Gives it to Ennis, and he does lose
it.
They're struggling.
Double, to
Ferguson out on the left angle, hands off to Rufner. 35 seconds. McIntyre with it. They get their play called out. Works left, knocked away by Grove. Chased down. Rufner gets it in the backcourt. He drives.
That's a travel.
Lost, out of control. Lost it. Ennis ends up with it, lays it up and in. Warriors did not rebound after the stop defensively. They got the miss, 17-7. Amity on top by 10, 12 seconds. Remaining in.
Who's shooting it?
This quarter.
Somebody should get open. There it is.
Grove feeds Watson in the mid post. Watson turns.
Nyseth.
Jumper for the baseline. No good from 18 feet. After one, Amity with a 17-7 lead against the Sile Loggers. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter. Warriors up 17-7. On the floor for Amity, Meeker, Nyseth, Berkey, Grove, and Watson. Man-to-man defense for the Warriors as they figure out who they've got. McIntyre. Ferguson swings it over to number four. That's Zosel. Baseline, McIntyre gets the jumper to fall. That one bounced high off the rim and dropped back in. Warriors lead down to eight. Hasn't felt that close. Meeker in the left corner with it. Back out to Berkey. Watson was going to alley-oop, and he just went right through his hands. Took his eyes off the ball. Full court defense by the Warriors.
This guy double dribbled
right in front of us.
The referees, they're not even...
It's okay. McIntyre throws it away anyway. Doesn't matter. Move your mic down just a little. There you go. 17-9. Berkey brings it up. Walks it across half court to Meeker on the left wing. He works around towards the top of the circle. Back to Berkey. Feeds Nyseth. Bounce pass. Watson lays it up and in. That's a great pass from Nyseth to Watson. Low post to low post. Foul on Grove trying to get the steal on Zosel. Zosel's lanky. All legs. I don't know what year he is. I don't have any information on him. I had to hand write him into the program. Anderson high post.
He did play against us last time.
Yeah, he did, but they didn't have him. Zosel. Ennis with it. Turns, wants to drive. Blocked by Watson. Volleyball spiked out of bounds. Can't bring that weak stuff in there. Gavin will smack it down hard. Nyseth out, Berkey out, Carton and Howard back in. Check you back into the locker room, 21, Parker Seaver. 6:43 left to go, second quarter, 19-9. Saya with it. They lob into Zybert back into the game.
Oh,
blocked by Watson, gets it back, hooks it up, no good. Watson with the rebound. Carton kicks it to Grove, right wing, fakes the three. Jab steps that, back out to Carton on top. To Grove on the right wing, back to Carton. They play catch now by the Warrior head. It's Grove. He backs it out, calls out the play. Howard, back out to Grove. Trying to go backside here. Grove. Not much going on here right now.
Well,
I'm telling you, we're just past the ball. They're trying to set something up, but they can't figure it out. Their spacing is terrible. Devin finally wants a timeout.
Gavin's.
They're not running the same play. They got different people doing different things out there. So Devin's going to call a timeout and draw up exactly what he does want. We'll be right back. Full timeout on the floor here from Amity High School.
Inside.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 6:01 left to go, first half, 19-9 Warriors. They've got the ball. Devin with an offensive strategy timeout here. So I'm making sure everybody's on the same play about what he wants to do. We've got a high low. Watson in the high post, Howard in the low post here. Carton on the right wing.
There he goes.
Now they pop out. Try to feed the post. Kick it back out. Carton for three.
No
good. Long rebound. Rufner at the foul line. Pushes up the right side. Pops to Zybert. Popping out. Zybert hands off to McIntyre. McIntyre stutter step dribbles. Fouled. Scored. No basket. Fouled before the shot. Foul's going to be on Watson on the drive.
He's probably going out.
Grove out and Watson out. They've got Berkey, Nyseth, Meeker, Carton, and Howard on the floor. They get it into Zosel. He's fouled by Meeker.
Should be nice if JJ's a little more active. That pass isn't so easy. I mean, he just has his hands right. He's not, you know, it's too easy of a pass.
Zosel at the line to shoot two. Misses the first one.
That's their first foul shot.
Of the day. 19-9. Zosel misses the second one. Nyseth with the rebound. Colby doing a good job on the boards tonight. Carton, left wing. Down the corner, Nyseth, back to Carton. Carton drives, kicks, Berkey. Back to Carton in the corner. Feeds Meeker on the baseline. Carton cuts through. Meeker back out to the corner with it. He'll take a three. Nobody guarding him. Misses almost everything. And the rebound out of bounds. That was not the shot they wanted. Guarantee it. Can get that anytime. McIntyre to the middle, knocked away by JJ, stolen by Trent. Trent takes it in, scoops it up, draws the contact. It's going to be on Ferguson, maybe, 23. Yeah. Cardinals shoot two with 5 minutes to go, just under 5 minutes, 4:57 left.
We got 2 points, and they got 2 points. Four, three.
Yes.
Minutes, 3 minutes into the game. Oh,
and we missed a foul shot. Carton misses his first. One more coming for the junior. Gets that one. I think he went over the line. Nope. What? Okay. He was just, thought it was a lot of contact, I think, after the free throw.
Talk to 30.
Yeah, I think Trent and somebody else.
Oh.
There's no 30 out there. Oh, JJ. I thought you meant they're 30.
Yeah,
McIntyre. Down to the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Back out on top to Ferguson. Ferguson swings it to Zosel down in the corner. Back out on top to Ferguson. McIntyre left wing. Ferguson on top. Hands off to Zybert. Zybert, McIntyre. Over to Meadows. Down low, Zosel.
Oh,
fouled by JJ.
He traveled.
JJ had him wrapped around the head.
But he traveled before the foul.
4:26 left to go in the first half. 17 foul on the Warriors. That's 1-1 the rest of the way. The official talk, having a long conversation here with JJ.
He's laughing, huh?
Yeah. To the line, number four, Zosel. 0-for-2 from the line his first trip. Misses this one. Nice, with another board. What's he got, about six boards?
Four.
Four?
One
sure.
One Man. Offensive, three defense.
All right. Seems like more. I could be wrong. I'm not counting. Meeker, high post, JJ. Back out to Meeker, right
nice
corner
pass.
Three. No good. Rebound, Zybert. Throws ahead, Zosel. Jump stop through the middle, misses Howard with a good rebound. JJ gets it to Berkey. Good job on JJ to run the floor. Carton for three. No good. Inside, Meeker with a rebound, misses. Gets it back, and he's fouled.
You got fouled on the first one.
Meeker will go to the line to shoot two. He's 0-for-1 from the foul line so far tonight. Meeker misses the first one. Warriors really struggling from the foul line tonight. They are 2-for-6 so far from the line. Mimicking the girls, unfortunately.
It's the same rims.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Meeker misses a pair. Warriors 2-for-7 from the line, up 11, 20-9. Meadows hands off to Ennis. Ennis, good job by Nyseth to deny Zybert. Zybert with it now, left wing. Reach in by Colby. Just got to move your feet. I mean, Zybert's not even really making a move there. You reach in. Second on Colby, eighth on the Warriors. 3:28 left to go, first half. Clark will check in at the dead. Oh, it's a 1-on-1. Clark will check in now. JJ out. Nope, Nyseth out. I think it was going to be JJ, and then Nyseth picking up that second foul. You get him out. Zybert at the line, front end of the 1-on-1. Misses it. Howard high for the board. Warriors bring it up. 3.5 to go in the first half. Berkey, high post. They find Carton right underneath the basket, lays it up, misses. He didn't take it up with the left hand. He took it up with the right on the reverse. He's the opposite of JJ there. JJ does that with the going to the left hand. Carton didn't want to shoot with the left. Not good. That was a great pass from Howard to Carton. High post to low post diagonally. Ennis with it. Bounce pass. Finds a baseline. Clark will high for
nice
the rebound.
Rebound.
Clark to Berkey. Berkey pushes up the right side to Meeker. Ennis right up on him. Over to Carton. Takes a three.
That's not gonna be
misses.
Good.
Ennis with the board inside. They throw ahead, and Zosel can't get it. Good defense by Carton tracking with Zosel. It's going to be a timeout on the floor taken by the Warriors. It'll be a 30. We'll stay right here. Grove coming back into the game. Devin talking to him. This has got to be an offensive conversation, right? Defensively, we've played pretty well overall. But offensively.
You don't have to shoot that three.
No.
I'm sorry. You're ahead by 11.
Well, and that's a shot you can get every time you rotate the ball, right?
Yeah.
There's always a 22-footer open. Right? And you're not trying to get that shot with your offense.
Since they're really dropping.
Yeah. Nope, I'm with you on that one. It's the quick trigger three when you have the lead. Just not a good strategy offensively.
Oh, you can't do it against Dayton. You can't do it against A&M Christian. That's
well,
what you
can't
got.
Do it against any good
when
team.
When you play these games with these kind of teams, then you've got to. It's as if you're playing them. You can't make the same.
Meeker out, Grove in. So it's Grove, Berkey, Howard, Clark, and Carton. 2:35 to go here in the first half. Berkey to Carton, back to Berkey on top. Howard kicks it to Grove. Grove drives baseline. Clark screens. Grove misses another lay-in. Carton fighting inside, puts
good
it up.
D.
Good job by Carton. Trent Carton just wanted that more than anybody else in there, didn't he? There's a pass ahead. Meadows cut off by Clark and Howard. Three-pointer buried by McIntyre. Defense collapsed and couldn't get back. McIntyre with eight, 22-12. Carton left side three area.
Pass it.
And there's a foul on Meadows.
Too much dribble.
That's what Devin's telling him. You got to kick that ball. Don't try to beat him with the dribble. It's a zone defense. It's kind of this 2-1-2 zone. Berkey's pass knocked out of bounds on the wing by Meadows. Warriors ball, 1:57 to go.
Carton's playing. They're playing with Carton's brain right now.
Grove over to Carton on the right angle. Carton drives, bounce pass, out of bounds. Tried to go baseline. He thought he got hit on that.
Not there. He's got to come out.
And he's going to come out right now after a couple mistakes. He knows it. Little smirk. He knows he messed up a couple times there. Warriors on defense. 2-2-1 zone. Full court. Ennis with it. Gets it ahead to McIntyre. Picks up his dribble. On top, Zybert. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. Hook a pass to Zybert. He'll take a three out on top. Missed that one. Rebound, Berkey in traffic. Good job by Berkey. Berkey ahead to Mather on the side. He's in for Carton. Berkey, high post, back out to Mather.
About 3 seconds.
Well, I don't think we made the right pass.
No,
there.
He was open.
Yeah.
He had the guy pinned.
And we hesitated on the pass. A lot of times 3 second calls are really the fault
of
the guard.
If the ball goes in, they're not going to call 3 seconds.
Exactly. Howard steals on the sideline, can't save it. Well, he does, but to Ennis. Ennis leaves it for Meadows. Meadows on the right wing, back to Ennis in the corner. Drives baseline, runs into Clark. They're going to get Clark on a foul on that. But that was poor defense by the Warriors out there on Ennis. They let him drive from that corner and beat him baseline. Clark, I guess, a little slow getting over there. He thought he got there and had his feet set. Ennis to the line. 1:10 to go in the first half. He'll shoot 1-1, and he'll make the first one.
That's their first made free throw.
Yeah, they're 1-for-5 now in the game. Don't forget, Hall of Fame introductions here at halftime. Ennis hits them both. It's 22-14.
We've got a big 5 points this quarter. They've got 7.
Berkey to Grove. Back to Berkey on top. Swings it over to Mather. Mather. Berkey high post. Howard. Howard turns. Goes to the basket. He's fouled. Oh. Missed the shot. Thought he was going to get that one to drop. He laid it up pretty soft. Good. JJ taking a little more time in that high post to evaluate what his options are.
Slow down a little
better
bit.
Decisions.
The game is slowing down a little, just incrementally slow. It's not all the way or where it should be. He still goes too fast.
Makes foul shot though. JJ with three in the game. Ferguson in, Zosel in, replace Ennis and Meadows. 55.6 seconds left to go here in the first half. Howard hits them both. Still 2-2-1 pressure for the Warriors. Ferguson to McIntyre. Cross court to Zosel. Zosel goes baseline, kicks out to McIntyre. He drives, cut off by Berkey, out on top to Ferguson. 42 seconds to go. Zosel starts to drive, back out to Ferguson, puts up a 23-footer. No good off of Howard's
hand.
That was
so hard.
And out of bounds.
Went up, hit the bottom of the rim. He was getting ready to jump. The ball hit him right in the head. That's funny.
Zosel into Zybert in the corner. Zybert working with McIntyre. No pick and roll there. They go back door.
Uh-oh.
They're going to get a reach in, I think, on Mather. Double bonus.
We got way too many fouls. Just lazy fouls, I think.
Well, that one, Mike, was trailing the cutter.
Right, that's...
And the pass was there, and so he reached in to try to stop it. Zosel misses. He's 0-for-4 from the foul line. Spent a lot of money on shoes for a kid that can't shoot from the foul line. He misses all five. Clark with the rebound. All five meaning so far in the game as he misses that one. Clark with his second board.
We should get the last shot.
18 seconds.
And
counting.
We want Andrew to shoot it.
That'd be nice.
He's
10 seconds. Over to Grove. Back to Nyseth on the
weak
top.
Weak side. Get it to him.
Skip it over to Grove. Right corner. Three.
Got it.
Halfway down. Oh. Won't stay. Clark takes the rebound. Puts it up. Oh, won't go. Good hustle by Reagan. Almost had that.
They got 24 the shot they wanted.
24-14 after one half. We'll be back in just a moment. Warriors in the first half with a 24-14 lead. Should be probably another 10 points, Ron, between our free throw shooting and our two-point shooting, especially at the basket. What do you have on those?
Well, we're 9 for 25 from the field, but we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We like
7. I guess for 4 out of 9 from the foul line?
Yeah, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, yep.
So poor foul shooting. And we've missed a lot of point-blank shots. We missed a couple on the fast break. Blew a couple of opportunities there. We've missed some putbacks, some lay-ins at the basket. Just not great offensive execution after the first few minutes of the game. First few minutes of the game, the offensive execution was pretty good. And then just got a little sloppy, a little impatient. And let's give it to Sio. Sio's playing a lot harder than they did at their place, Ron.
Yeah. They don't have that kid that got the most points, so he's not here, so.
No, well, sometimes it's addition by subtraction, right?
Yeah.
You have to play harder because you're missing the guy you depend on. I don't know why he's not here, but, him not being here has not hurt them offensively particularly. I mean, and I think they might even be better defensively without him. Defensively, you know, they've worked hard. They've created how many turnovers for us? Probably a 12?
We've got, turnovers, we've got 8 turnovers.
Only 8, seems like
they've
more.
They've got 12 turnovers, but yeah.
Well, it seems like we've turned it over a lot of times. I feel like those missed lay-ins are turnovers right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're not officially turnovers, but when you have a 2-point shot that really there's nobody stopping you from making except yourself and you miss it and they get the rebound, might as well be a turnover. It's a turnover in your coach's mind, I guarantee that.
And too many fouls, too. We have 10 fouls, you'd send them. Yeah. I mean, they didn't shoot very good at the foul line, but.
No, they did not. They were 2 out of 8 from the foul line. They're shooting about as well as our girls did earlier tonight. Alright, we are ready to go here in the third quarter. Hope you enjoyed the little Hall of Fame announcements there at halftime, and, we're looking forward to a wonderful dinner tomorrow night at Michael Book Athletic Club, Michael Book Golf Club. And see what should be a good program tomorrow night. Warriors with the ball to start the third quarter. Carton with it. Man-to-man defense by Sio down in the corner. Nice stuff on the right side. Back to Grove. High post, Berkey fakes. Hooks a pass to Nyseth. Back to Grove on top. Howard in the left corner. Skip pass to Grove. Open deep two. Won't stay. Nyseth
brought it down.
And Sio ends up with the ball.
That's a turnover.
Nyseth had the rebound. Brought it down to gather instead of just going right back up. I think his lack of height sometimes makes him feel like he has to power up more.
But if he catches it above your head, put it right back up.
Just go straight back up before they have a chance. But I think psychologically, Howard with a block at the other end, but he doesn't get it. Rifner feeds Ferguson, and he gets the basket. So the Warriors with two blown opportunities, one on each end of the floor. One for a basket, one for a stop. 8-point Warrior lead. Grove on top. Switch to a zone.
Oh,
man-to-man. There's a steal by Zosel. Takes it in. Lays it up and in. Carton's pass was picked off there. Zosel with his first points of the game. It's a 6-point game, 24-18. Nyseth in the corner. Throws it away. So basically three straight turnovers by the Warriors. Timeout taken by Sio. They come out with a little hair on fire here defensively, and the Warriors don't take care of the basketball. It's going to be a full timeout. 30-second timeout. He's got kids sitting down, so that confused me. The coach didn't even have his board out. He doesn't know what's going on. He's just talking to kids. He called that timeout because he thought he was going to turn it over. Kid was on his rear on the floor. The girls get the neon night thing a little bit better than the boys do, Ron. Boys did plaid. The girls actually wore their neon. All right, folks, 6:36 left to go, third quarter, 24-18. Warriors in a much, much, much tighter game than this should be. Warriors should be up by 15, 16 points in this game right now.
Mental attitude's just not.
Loggers with the ball, Warriors in full court pressure here.
You need to get them in a speed-up game.
That was a travel right in front of the official.
The
Berkey gets a steal. Head to Grove. See if he can finish there. Zosel on it. Blocks it. Carton with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Good job by Carton to hustle down the floor. You can see Zosel coming in for that block. He's long. He's about 6'3". Long arms. Grove only about 5'9", maybe. There's a steal by Carton, and he's fouled by, I think that was McIntyre with the foul. Good job by Carton playing that lane. They're not handling the full court pressure very well.
You really need to get the game into a little bit quicker pace, because that's, if we could make lanes, it wouldn't be that close. So at least we're getting some turnovers, and that's what we want.
Those will lead to some better shot opportunities. Now zone defense. Grove in the corner to Carton. Carton back to Grove on top. Berkey by the center circle. Berkey takes a three from the top of the key. No good.
That.
Ball tipped loose on the floor. Picked up by Rufner. There's a steal by Carton as they try to throw an outlet. He misses the lay-in. And that should be a foul on 23. He was holding Carton off with his right arm. He thinks they're going to have the ball.
Foul's on Trent.
Oh, he said white ball.
White ball. White foul.
Oh, white foul. I thought he said white ball. I thought that was a foul on Ferguson. He put his right arm out to keep Trent from being able to get to the ball. Carton with his second foul. Missed a great steal by Carton and then a lay-in miss. Well, there's third foul on Colby. So either Gavin or Reagan going to come in here, I think. I don't think Devin realized he needs a coach to be talking in his ear. I don't think he wants Colby in there with three right now. We'll see. McIntyre runs into Berkey. What a job by Berkey to strip that ball. My goodness. JJ comes up with it. Right corner, Carton. Dribbles out towards the top. Back in the corner. Grove traveled. He didn't think he did. 26-18.
There's just too much dribble for the guard when you got two people inside open.
Sio, McIntyre, ahead to Ferguson on the left side. Ferguson back to McIntyre, works up the right. With the dribble against this 2-3 zone, over to Rufner on the left wing. Meeker and Watson coming in next dead ball. Hopefully Colby doesn't pick up his fourth here, meaningless. McIntyre, right corner three, no good. Oh, it dropped in. That ball was bouncing out, Ron. It's his third three. He's got 11 in the game. 5-point Warrior lead. 26-21.
Oh. There he is.
Yeah, missed him. Carton had the low post feed. Didn't give it to JJ there on that right side. Down low. Back out to JJ on top Grove. To Carton. Right corner, Nyseth. Nyseth drives baseline. Reverse laying up and in. Nyseth with 4 points in the game. Ferguson picks up his dribble. They trap him. He falls down. That should be a travel. I don't know how that's not a travel, but JJ ends up with a loose ball after all that. I guess that's a steal for JJ. The ball rolled to him. We'll give him a steal. He was just waiting at the other end. The ball just comes rolling out. There's a hook pass to Grove on the left side. Back on top, Berkey to Carton. Carton directing traffic. Low post, JJ gets fouled. Yeah, Ferguson pushing from behind. Dylan Anderson coming in too. I like that. Dylan, Gavin, George, three seniors coming in for JJ, Colby, and...
I don't understand that. That one.
Berkey will inbound. He's got Meeker, Grove, Watson, and Anderson. Right at the rim, another missed lay-in for the Warriors as Watson comes up short. Long pass ahead over the head of Zosel and out of bounds. Warriors are getting back on defense well there. So Warriors miss a lay-in, but they get a turnover the other direction. Under 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Berkey walks it up. Two fouls on each team here. High post Watson, down low to Anderson. Watson gets it back. He's fouled. He tried to feed Anderson. Gave him a bowling ball approach to it right down by his ankles. Anderson trying to dig it out. The ball gets loose. Watson finds it, lays it up, and draws the foul. Misses the foul shot. Warriors treat foul shots as if they're the plague, Ron. They want nothing to do with them. Watson's second one. Good. There we go. See, you got to talk bad sometimes to get good. 29-21. Warriors back up by 8. They were up 10 at halftime. They get it in the middle to Zybert. Zybert, Warriors in a 2-3 zone. Is it a
1-3-1?
Okay. Couldn't tell there for a second. Watson way up on top, reaching, don't reach. McIntyre back over to Meadows. To McIntyre. Fakes the three, goes to Zybert down low, ball's loose. Still loose, Berkey digs it out to Meeker. Good job by Meeker and Berkey. That, once he put that ball down low, he was in trouble.
Don't get in a hurry.
Berkey. Probably fouled, no call, gets it over to Grove. Grove takes his time to Berkey on the right side. Berkey, Grove, play catch out top, high post, Watson turns back to Grove, almost lost it. He'll drive, kick to Berkey, fakes the three out to Anderson, back to Berkey, tried to feed Watson, knocked away and stolen. Zosel going the other way, takes it in, misses the shot, good hustle by Meeker, they get the rebound, Meadows. Meadows working on Berkey. On top to Zybert. 2.5 to go here in the first, or the third quarter, excuse me. Well, you can tell the kids haven't played in a week, huh?
Pretty
rusty. A lot of sloppy stuff. Zybert traveled, throws it up and in.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Referees have totally.
And they've got somebody down.
This is bad knee, looks like.
Well, he's grabbing that knee. That was non-contact, I think. Is that a McIntyre down? Yeah. He's trying to get up, but he's having a hard time. He's not putting any weight on that right leg. That's unfortunate for Sio. He's by far their best player tonight. So Zybert got the basket on what can best be described as multiple travels and probably a couple of reach-in fouls by the Warriors. It was just a sloppy play all around. Loggers take a timeout. Rufner back into the game. So they just lost their best offensive player. McIntyre goes out with 11 points in the game. Oh, no timeout. Warriors ball. Grove walks it up. Berkey on the right ankle. Back to Grove. Works the left side to Meeker. Looks inside. Back to Grove on top. Watson along the baseline. And No call, jump ball, finally.
Oh, my goodness. That's so bad.
Gavin just in disbelief about getting hammered across the arm.
JJ got, that's the reason JJ lost his temper, same thing. Just
Rufner.
Allowing anything to happen inside.
Rufner gets it across half court, throws it to Zybert, left corner.
Oh my goodness.
Deep two, no good. Watson with the rebound, throws it ahead to Meeker.
Watch
Meeker
this.
Out in
Watch
front,
this.
Takes it in, fouled.
They don't care.
George Meeker will go to the line to shoot two. 1:40 left to go in the third quarter. 29-23 Warriors.
Ugly, ugly basketball.
Yeah, this is not a, let me miss another foul shot. This is not a, one of the prettier games we've had this year.
There's no continuity in our guys. It's just.
One more for Meeker.
Got
Finally
it.
Gets
yeah,
one to drop. He's one out of six four. From the line, or one out of
one
five
out of
from
five.
The line tonight. Rufner, Warriors up seven, over to Meadows, back to Rufner. Gets it across half court. Rufner, 2-3 zone for the Warriors. Now 1-3-1. Here they go. Zosel out to Meadows for three. No good. Berkey with a good rebound on the baseline. Berkey pushes hard up the middle, puts the brakes on, top of the key, finds Anderson on the cut. Oh, what a pass to Meeker! Hook the pass, no look to Meeker, who gets the easy lay-in on the left side. And a full timeout taken. Warriors up 9-32-23. We'll be right back on KLYC. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark, Ron Huber. 1:06 left to go third quarter. Warriors back up by 9, 32-23. They're up by 10 after 1 and 10 at halftime. Anderson, Meeker, Watson, Berkey, and Grove on the floor. Nyseth on the bench with three fouls. Meadows with the ball. It's been a sloppy, ugly game, especially after that. Well, it was even in the first quarter. It's just gotten worse in the second and third. Meeker with the foul. The officials need to call about four fouls in a row, two on each team,
just
kind of get this game under control.
It's too handsy.
Yeah.
And they let it get out of control.
Zosel stolen by Watson.
Watch out.
Watson takes it in. Probably fouled. Yep, he was fouled by Ennis from behind. He was going to just lay that one up and in. Ennis kind of grabbed him on the hip as he went up. That'll put Watts on the line to shoot, too. And I'll tell you, if you're Sio, why would you just foul us every time we take a shot and don't let it go in? Because we're going to shoot free throws at about a 30% clip tonight, apparently. Watson at the line. Makes the first one. There we go.
Yeah.
He's two out of three, so he is at a 67% clip. But the rest of the team, well, I don't know. We're not really Meeker's having a bad night at the line. Now there's a miss. So now he's 500, two out of four. But it's a 10-point lead for the Warriors, 50 seconds to go. Zybert works his way down. Anderson got a
shot.
Hand on it. Rebound Grove. Double team, gets it ahead to Anderson. Attack, you got numbers. Over to Berkey. Berkey crosses over top of the key. Swings it to Watson. Works the middle, kicks it. Meeker fakes the three, back to Watson,
nice.
Lays it up and in. What a pass by Meeker. Watson and Meeker doing a great job of moving that ball inside, outside, back in. There's an over and back call against Sio. Warriors up 12 with 23 seconds to go. Remember, this was a 67-18 game, but the Warriors offensively tonight have not been good. And Sio's played hard tonight. They've played the way the officials have allowed them to play, and that's very scrappy. Physical, making it hard to get anything clean out there. Berkey on top, 15 seconds. Anderson down to... Hits, finds Watson for the lay-in. Tell you what, Dylan Anderson's got a couple of great passes here in this time since he's been in there. No, his third foot wasn't over, Ron. Rufner can't get a shot off.
His toe.
It was close.
His toe, wasn't it?
You gotta have both shoes and the ball over, and he had half of his foot still on the line. So it wasn't over and back. That rule changed a while back, and
well,
it never changed,
because when I refereed like 30, 40 years ago, you had three parts.
Three?
Yeah.
I thought it went to two for a while, but
no,
maybe I'm wrong.
No.
All right. 37-23 at the end of three. We'll be right back. Start of the fourth quarter here from Amity High School. 37-23, Warriors on top by 14. Three team fouls for Amity, five for the Loggers. Meeker, Grove, Berkey, Watson, and Anderson on the floor. Berkey in the corner to Meeker. Watson lays it up and in. That was a dangerous pass, but Gavin made the catch. He has 12 points in this game, Ron. He just has so much potential to make things happen when he's out there. Doesn't always happen, but the potential is great. And he's made a couple of really nice plays tonight. He can finish. Grove with a nice play on the baseline to knock a cross-court pass out of bounds. Warriors with their largest lead of the game, 16. Didn't feel like it was going to be that way for a while. It was 20.
Got down to five.
It's 26 to 21, 5-point game. Since that point, the Warriors have outscored them 13 to 2. Down low, Ferguson baseline misses. Meeker can't hang on to the rebound. Oh, it was knocked out. That's why he couldn't hang on to it. Going with kind of a small lineup overall.
Yeah.
No JJ, no Nyseth, no Clark out there. Watson playing kind of your big, but he's inactive. But basically, it's all forwards and guards. No real post player out there. Grove, down low.
Nice pass.
Dillon, left hand, no good. Rebound, out of bounds off of Watson. Good hustle by Gavin, couldn't corral it. Nice little left hand move. Dillon had that nice low post position there. If they can start getting some quality minutes out of Dillon. Defensively, not his strength after the knee injury. Rufner drives, runs into Berkey and loses it out of bounds. They're going to say it's off Berkey. Berkey didn't touch it. Rufner just lost it off his hand after he ran into Berkey. They're going to reverse it. Little help there. Berkey making nice with the official because he was questioning the call. That official couldn't see it. He made the call based on what looked like. Another official came in and helped him out who had a better angle. Berkey on top, 16-point Warrior lead to Grove. Grove in the corner. Watson skips it over to Berkey, drives baseline, feeds Meeker,
nice.
Lays it up and in. The ball movement with this group is really good right now. Really good. Timeout, Warriors. This, I tell you what, if you're Devin, you're really happy with this group. The ball movement, lack of dribbling, taking good shots, being patient against the zone, working that ball in, out, and across on skip passes, then attacking the zone when it's trying to react and making one extra pass to get somebody an easy lay-in. 30-second timeout. 41-23, 18-point lead. It now feels like the score reflects how the game has felt now, Ron. I mean, it's felt like we were the better team all night, but, you know, Sio hung in there because of our ineptitude and their scrappiness. But that only works as long as you continue to play inept. Warriors decided no more inept playing. Still on the floor for the Warriors. Berkey, Meeker, Anderson, Grove, and Watson. It's been an effective group out there against Sio. Sio brings in Silbernagel off the bench. Zosel to Meadows, over to Rufner. Rufner, Seibert out top for three, no
Give
good.
That.
Meeker with the rebound. I think he made one earlier, didn't he?
Yeah.
No, he missed. He shot a few. He almost made one. Berkey's pass tipped out of bounds by Zosel. 6:05 remaining in this one. Warriors looking to go up 20 here. Berkey with it, inside Anderson. Finds Watson, top of the key, out in the corner to Grove. Grove trying to go back to Watson. Somehow Watson recovered and got the ball. Ball tipped out of bounds as Anderson tried to go out to Meeker. Only Watson would have gotten to that ball. That was a terrible pass. Led him by way too much. Watson accelerated, reached out, got a hand on it, and saved it. Kept this possession alive. Good hustle by Gavin. He's had some frustrating plays tonight, but he's had some great minutes here overall. High post. They go out to Watson. 15-footer.
Oh.
This is everything. Came up. He shot that 15-footer about 13 and a half feet. Zybert on top. Nyseth coming back in. Next dead ball. Been out for about 8 minutes of this game. Silbernagel hands off to Meadows. Zybert. Zosel. Flicks it out to Meadows on the right angle. Drives. Reach in foul on Berkey. No, Anderson. Mather and Nyseth in for Anderson and Grove. Sio to inbound, left side of the keel on the baseline. Watson spikes the ball out of bounds. Silbernagel having a hard time getting it in there.
The difference there is what he's doing that JJ didn't do that one time. Just making his arms all over the place.
Okay. Makes it a little tougher to get it in. Zybert with it out on top. Kicks it to Silbernagel on the left wing, out on top. Rufner tries to go down low. Zosel turns, hooks it up and in.
Too easy.
Yeah, he got good post position on George down there. And that's kind of a mismatch. Zosel's about 6'3", Meeker's about 5'9". Berkey with it. 16-point Warrior lead. High post Watson. Meeker along the baseline. Hangs, lays it up and in. He has such a good look off as he's driving. He's looking for the pass, but all the time knowing where he is on the floor. Silbernagel to the middle to Zybert. Warriors up 18, 4.5 to go. Rufner on the baseline. Watson with a steal. Watson taking it in. Throws it out with two hands. Well, that was a business decision that Meadows made there. He decided not to come and challenge the lay-in. He didn't know it was going to be a nice hard dunk by Watson as he collects himself and throws it down with two hands. Timeout taken by Sio, folks. This one's over. 45-25 with 4 minutes to go. It'll be a 30-second, full timeout. So we'll take a break on 1260 KLYC. 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Warriors with a commanding 45-25 lead, their largest of the game. Sio will have the ball just to our left here in front of the scorer's table. Meadows, Warriors in man-to-man defense. Out on top, Zybert. Nyseth backs off of him. Zybert dribbled it off his foot. Picked up by Zosel. Back to Zybert in the corner. Zosel on the cut. Mather with the steal. Over to Carton. See if we can have the same ball movement here with some subs in the game. Mather in the corner. Nyseth back to Mather. Swings it to Carton. We already don't have quite the same movement. Down low.
Got it.
Find Nyseth cutting. Fouled. Just couldn't quite finish in there. It was a good cut. 45-25, and Nyseth goes to the line for two free throws. Going to be man-to-man coming out of this defensively. Nyseth misses the free throw. His first attempt of the night. Only 4 points for Colby tonight. Had a lot of shots at the rim that just couldn't quite get to go. He's probably had three missed free throws. Misses a pair of foul shots. That's going to be a foul by Meeker over the back. Loose ball foul.
Personal foul was on Jordan Meeker. That's his third.
3:26 remaining. Meadows brings it up across the timeline, hands to Zybert out on top. Zybert, Rufner, good overplay by Nyseth on the wing. They get it to Ferguson. Ferguson with the drive, fouled by Carton. Got him on the side with the arm. Carton's third, I believe. Both teams with 16 fouls.
Cleared the bench.
Free throw good for Ferguson.
Checking in for the Warriors, Brad Bell, Keon Rowe, Dallas Wolf, Sammy Dyer, and number zero.
So into the game for the Warriors, Bell, Wolf, Vrell, Dyer, and Anderson. Ferguson with one more shot. Buries it.
Free throw good.
Vrell gets the call from the sideline. Warriors up 18 here with 3 minutes to go. Vrell waits for somebody to come out. It's Rufner in the corner. Bell tries to feed Dyer. Dyer can't keep Zybert from playing the half around. He's not strong enough for that. Zybert's a big guy. Zybert with it out on top. Surveys the court, hands to Rufner. Rufner, little drive, loses it. Bell with a steal, hands to Brill. Brill. Devin tells him what he wants. He says, wait for him to come out. Once he does, then go. Vrell crosses over, kicks to Wolf. Wolf, drive, gives to Bell. Bell feeds Anderson, looks at the three, didn't take it. To Dyer, popping out, back to Anderson, blocked by Zybert. Anderson kicks it back out to Bell, to Vrell on top. Keon, 2:08 to go here in the fourth quarter. Anderson on the right wing. Back to Keon, drives, and lost that one, trying to flick it back out to Anderson. Can I say it was tipped? All right.
He either grabbed his arm or tipped him.
Well, it looked like that, but you never know. At this point in the game, it's hard to get a call anyway like that. Bell on top, crosses over, drives, got too deep. Travel. Zybert didn't go for any fakes, he just waited. Bell went right into his chest and fell down. Meadows with it under 2 minutes to go. Meadows to Ferguson. Traveled. Wow, no call. Rufner. Down low, Zybert takes up with the left hand, left it short. Wolf with the rebound in traffic. Good job by Dallas coming down with that one. Minute and a half to go. Keon crosses over, stutter step in the corner to Wolf. Lost it. Steal by Meadows, takes it in, lays it up, misses. Rebound put back up and in by Rufner, his first basket of the game. 45-29 Warriors, minute 10 to go. Wolf hooks a pass to Varell on top. Crosses over, loses it, gets it back to Anderson. His pass to Bell, over to Varell. He'll back it out. 55 seconds to go. Varell, hesitation. Traveled, got away with it. Zybert with a steal. Throws it ahead to Rufner. Rufner lobs. Oh, they tried to alley-oop that to Zosel. He almost got that. Ball's loose, picked up by Varell finally. He can get up. Oh, man. He almost had the alley-oop. He had
it's
that ball.
Shoes.
He had
it's,
the ball in the cylinder, but he can't shoot free throws. He's 0 for 5 from the foul line. Dyer inside, backs it out with 20 seconds. Hooks it out to Bell. Bell thought about the three, not supposed to take it. He's thinking, that's a layup, man. 24 feet with nobody on me. 10 seconds. That'll be the final score, folks. Warriors, 45. And 29 for the visiting style Loggers. The Warriors outscored the Loggers from the time that was a 26-21 game. The Warriors outscored them by a score of 19-8. Next game is a home one against Dayton, folks. That one will be a different challenge than this one was. We'll be right back with some final numbers for you on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors led tonight by 12 points out of Gavin Watson and great energy out of him. 8 for Carton, 9 for Meeker, and then 4 each for Nyseth and Howard, 3 each for Berkey and Grove. McIntyre led the way with 11 points for the visiting Loggers. Warriors have Dayton here. It'll be a packed
tonight.
House on Tuesday, Ron.
Yeah.
We might have a hard time finding leg room spread out here. I don't know. So
we certainly can't play like we did the third quarter.
Yeah, pretty sloppy tonight. Pretty sloppy. But it's the way it goes sometimes, especially when you're playing against lower-level competition. Sometimes you play down to them a little bit. Fourth quarter was a lot better, though. Warriors kind of the middle of the third on. Warriors kind of flipped the switch and did a much better job of executing against the zone defense.
This is not one of Kobe's better games. It wasn't one really. Andrew was 1 for 6 from the field. Trent was 2 for...
He had 3. He had 2 twos and a 3.
Yeah, so 3 for 11.
We just didn't shoot the ball well as a team. Really, it was Gavin's energy and then Dylan Anderson coming into the game really kind of helped spark that offense with better ball movement, cutting to the basket, and finishing. So, yeah, it made a big difference.
George and Gavin's points were.
Yeah.
But
that's when that happened, when they brought Dylan in, too.
Because
that combination.
George was 4 for 5 for up close, point blank, but 1 for 5 from the foul line. It's just.
Yeah. Lack of focus at the foul line for the Warriors. Overall, they made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 foul shots missed. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, not good.
I watch them shoot. They shoot foul shots after in practice.
It's a focus issue, Ron.
Just get up to, as soon as they get the ball up in the game, they don't, no concentration.
Gotta focus. All right, folks, that's it for tonight. We appreciate you joining us. And as always, we'll send you out of here with a little Lonely Boy. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.